Now, the last time we took a look at some of the highlights of 2018, one of the things that we discussed, as a matter of fact, where we left off was with the discussion of cigarettes. We were taking a look at cigarettes. We were taking a look at, well, actually, alcohol and marijuana. By the way, let me ask you this. Marijuana versus alcohol. Alcohol versus marijuana, whichever way you want to put it. Which would you say is more harmful than the other? Or would you say neither is more harmful than the other? They're equally harmful. Well, we discovered when we talked about this that alcohol is actually more harmful than marijuana. Marijuana is harmful. Make no bones about it. They are both harmful, but alcohol is more harmful. Now, what about, and by the way, we're sharing this again courtesy of Medical News Today, and so a lot of this is going to be, this discussion is going to be medically based. E-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, also known as e-cigarettes, they're supposed to be very, very safe. You wouldn't have to worry about the issue of secondhand smoke when it comes to, you know, the traditional cigarettes, regular cigarettes, and all that kind of stuff. Hey, this would be something that is okay to smoke, okay to be around. Did it turn out that way? Did you have suspicions about that from the beginning? Well, what did they discover? They discovered that, truth be told, electronic cigarettes are not safe. They found that the liquid in the e-cigarettes contains toxic substances. And these toxic substances lead to the formation of toxic vapors. I'm just curious, why is it so important to people to smoke? I know that some people smoke because they want to relieve pressure. They want to be able to relax, etc. Now, I'm not saying that's a good reason to smoke, because smoking is so harmful. There are no good reasons to smoke. It is good to be able to relax, but there are healthy ways to relax, safe ways to relax. What about these e-cigarettes? What's the purpose of that? Of course, we know that some people smoke simply because they want to look cool. Have something to do, have something in the mouth. Just various reasons that people smoke. And as it turns out, what was being touted as a safe way to smoke and a great way to get off regular cigarettes, e-cigarettes, not that good. The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine released a detailed report reviewing hundreds of scientific papers that analyzed the benefits and risks of using e-cigarettes. Their report notes that there was strong evidence that e-cigarettes contain those toxic substances, as well as there being conclusive evidence that completely substituting e-cigarettes for combustible tobacco cigarettes reduces users' exposure to numerous toxicants and carcinogens present in combustible tobacco cigarettes. In other words, it seemed like there wouldn't be as much damage done if a person smoked e-cigarettes compared to smoking combustible cigarettes. However, the report continues, despite some of the benefits that are associated with e-cigarette use versus the use of regular cigarettes, the report also found that people who regularly reach for these electronic devices experience almost as much exposure to nicotine as people who smoke regular cigarettes. This nicotine intake, the authors add, increases users' heart rates. The toxic chemicals released in the e-cigarette vapors could cause DNA damage, which may increase the risk of numerous diseases, including various forms of cancer. We're still talking about the effects of electronic cigarette smoking. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? To smoke or not to smoke? This year, around 9.6 million people died due to cancer-related causes, according to data from WHO, World Health Organization. This makes cancer research one of the top priorities worldwide. When it comes to cancer, obstacles are present from the beginning. Diagnosing any type of cancer can be a long and difficult process that can delay the prescription of an appropriate treatment. A quick and accurate diagnosis could help accelerate treatment delivery and improve outcomes. So we're moving into another highlight of 2018. We're talking about electronic cigarettes and discussing the danger of smoking them, including the increased risk of cancer. Again, the researchers admit, they note that e-cigarettes are not as harmful as regular cigarettes, but they are still very harmful. You know, just because one type of poison is not as harmful as another type of poison, poison is poison, and harmful is harmful. But they looked at that, and they moved from there to take a look at another highlight of 2018, segueing from the cancer that can be caused by smoking e-cigarettes to looking at how to deal with cancer. And one of these highlights, man, this is kind of encouraging. Again, I'm not saying we can jump up and down shouting real happy because the cure has been found. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying these findings are very encouraging. Can give us hope. Like I said, there are so many things that go into diagnosing cancer that it can cause a delay in determining what type of treatment will be best for any given individual who has the cancer. A quick and accurate diagnosis could, as a result, speed up treatment delivery and, as a result, improve outcomes. In order to reach this goal, researchers from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, Baltimore, developed a brand new blood test called CancerSeek, and they reported their process in the journal Science. They state that this test is highly sensitive and is able to detect 8 types of cancer: breast cancer, lung cancer, colorectal cancer, ovarian cancer, liver cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, and esophageal cancer, with a moderate to high degree of accuracy. Moderate to high degree of accuracy. They say that to date, it is the most precise when it comes to detecting ovarian cancer, which can help diagnose with 98% accuracy. This test, they're saying, can diagnose ovarian cancer with 98% accuracy. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we're going to have to talk about this some more. So you be on the listen out. We're going to continue to look at some of the 2018 highlights. But when we come back in just a few, I want you to be ready to hear from our guest, yours and mine, Dr. Stephen Owens, as he talks about the ways that Georgia can distribute educational funds fairly.